Welcome to another episode of the Business Spotlight Series. My name is Nate Woods. I'm a senior partner here at Action Coach Peachtree. And today I'm joined by Kareem Khalil. He's the founder of Yaza Lebna as our guest. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about his business, his journey to business ownership, some challenges he's faced, and best practices on how to get through those, and learn a little bit about what it's really like to build and operate his business. If it's your first time on the channel, to be sure to like and subscribe so you'll get notifications when we drop new interviews like this one. And Kareem, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me on.
Awesome, awesome. So give us kind of a brief background about yourself and Yaza Lebna. Tell us a little bit about the business.
So Nate, I was born in Geneva, raised in France, lived in Lebanon, in Nigeria, went to college in London. So I've lived quite around the world. And everywhere I went, Lebna followed me everywhere. You know, it's part of our culture. It's a staple in our kitchen. It's the first thing you find in the fridge. And everywhere we had to go, we used to make it homemade because none was available on the market. And I always had that dream in the back of my mind that one day I want to conquer the world and create the Lebna brand in the world. And then, you know, I joined the family business in Nigeria back in 2009. I took over that business from my father. My father was an entrepreneur, very successful entrepreneur. We sold the business and it was time for me kind of branch on my own. I moved to the US in 2020 during COVID, and I started thinking about what I was going to do next. I started looking into Lebna, and Yaza was born 2022.
Awesome.
We have finally hit the shelves last year in August, and we are now across 21 states throughout the East Coast. We are launching on the West Coast by end of February of this year, and hopefully nationwide by the summer. For those who are not familiar with Lebna is a very healthy strained yogurt. So it's one step above Greek yogurt with added salt. It's high protein, low calories, and low in fat. And it's very good. It has high content of probiotics, so it's very good for your gut health. So we, in our culture, you know, we eat Lebna almost every day, whether it is breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whether it is a dip, spread, or condiment, or even we use it to cook. So I want to kind of share that with the American consumer, and that's where Yaza was born.
Awesome. So generally speaking, what does kind of ownership look like for your business? Are you the sole founder and owner? Do you have partners, outside investors?
So currently I'm the sole owner of the business. I believe that our team, we are a team of four full-time employees. I believe that they're my partners as well. And we have some kind of incentive for them to reach that level with the growth of the business. You know, I believe in sharing with people who are building Yaza. I'm not, you know, I can't do anything on my own. Without them, Yaza doesn't exist. So I believe in giving back to whoever is helping out.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about the role that you currently play in the business.
So on paper, I'm the founder, but I do everything. Because, you know, we're a startup business. We're a very small company. Whether I am on weekends in different stores around Atlanta or even the country doing demos, where I'm boxing. Every week I have a day where I spend 3-4 hours just boxing samples, shipping out to retailers, shipping out to different PR agencies as well to kind of get the word out there. That's part of my job. I also take care of the finance, sales, marketing, you know, you name it. It's part of every business. You have to be involved in everything. We have a marketing manager. She's excellent and she does a good job. So she joined a few months ago and she took over part of that for me. We have a great VP of sales. He's also excellent and he kind of takes over a lot.
Absolutely. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the business and what makes Yaza special. So who would you say is your ideal consumer? Who are you looking to get your product in the hands of?
So it's people who care about their health. It's the foodie out there. Obviously, it's a new product. It's still niche. But we're not trying to replace anyone or try to replace anything. It's very similar. It's eaten similarly to a sour cream or cream cheese, even to Greek yogurt or any other dips, you know, whether it is hummus, the tzatzikis, the quesos. It's just much healthier. So compared to a garlic dip. So there's this new trend of garlic dips around. We are 1/6 less calories. We have protein that no one has. We have probiotics that no one has. You know, and we use real ingredients. So our plain Lebna only use two ingredients, cultured milk and salt, nothing else. You know, it's a very clean product. It's very good for you. And we try and source our milk from the Catskill Mountains in New York, within 50 miles of our plant, upstate New York. And it's all local milk, local farmers. We kind of help give back to the community, helping out the farmers around our plant.
Absolutely. So you really don't have any true competitors in the US market right now. Who would you say is the closest competitor if you had to pick one?
We do. So when I had the idea and I started doing my research, Lebni was available in the US. When I moved here, Lebni was available in the US. It was sold only in ethnic stores at the time. And it tasted nothing like home. And I had to make it myself because it tasted nothing like home. You know, the other players had no competitors at the time, so they kind of launched anything they could do for cost savings, which, you know, understandable with the inflation going up, people had to do that. It's mixed with powdered milk and different chemicals and different stuff. I don't want to talk about that, but the quality is completely different. So we have competitors on that side. What I've seen since we started, we have four other companies that have joined now the mainstream Lebni market. They all also use powdered milk and different ways to save. So nutritional-wise, compared to the best of them, we're 3 times more protein. We're a quarter of the fat. We're half the calories. So we don't really compare. We compete with them. It's hard to compete with them because their cost is much lower, obviously, when they use all these savings to create the product. But this is why we believe in the long term. We have a long-term vision for Yazza, because eventually the consumer will find out, will read labels. You know, consumers are not dumb. They know how to read. They see it, they try it, they taste it. We did in Atlanta, we did a big survey where we had people try the product, and we ranked over 90% compared to anyone else on taste. And that's because our product is far superior quality ingredients than anyone else. So we have competitors. At the end of the day, they sit in the same aisle. They the same consumers are shopping in the same place. People care about their wallets. So there's a lot of competition, but I think in the long term, they'll have to up their game to match our quality. Otherwise, they'll be out.
Absolutely. So marketing is obviously very key to sharing your message as a new product in the market. So as you've kind of gone through this process, what would you say has been the most successful marketing effort you guys have put out?
Demos. I say demos, demos, demos. So demo, for those who don't know, you know, it's having a cart in a grocery store where we put Lebni in people's mouth, have them try it. And the more that people try, the more people know about it, the more people buy it. And that's been the most effective. I've physically done over 50 demos. Sometimes I've had 2-3 demos the same day in different stores, because it's very effective, especially when our team members are doing it, because the message is clearer than employing someone having to educate that person. It's very challenging to explain to people what Lebni is. It's very challenging as well, because it's not, you know, Lebni is not yogurt, but it's not cheese, kind of in between. If you tell them yogurt, they think it's going to be sweet, but, you know, usually Lebni is eaten savory. So it's kind of new to the consumer. That's been the biggest challenge. I think on social media, that helped a lot to educate. I think our next 2 years are going to be focused on education, making sure consumers understand what authentic Lebni is. It's what we're trying to promote, authentic Lebni. Then once we promote that, kind of understand why our Lebni is better than the other Lebni's in the market. And one thing that we innovated, and we had other companies follow, which I think is good, similar to what hummus did 10, 15 years ago. So Lebni back home is only eaten or only sold plain, natural flavor, and people take it and add different things to it. Because people know, they grew up, you know, Lebni is 2,000 years old. People have been eating it forever. They know what to do with it. What we have found when we started doing studies, people didn't know what, you know, we gave it to them. That's one of the things we did. We gave them Lebni and we kind of asked them, what do you think this is? What would you do with it? And we realized that we need to create flavored Lebni. So we're the first company in the US to create flavored Lebni. We currently have 2 flavors and working on adding more flavors as we go.
Awesome. Awesome. So we've talked a little bit about the business and kind of how you've launched and developed to this point. I'd love to hear a little bit more about your story as an entrepreneur. So what made you decide to go into business for yourself as opposed to maybe going to work for somebody else?
So my father, and just to go back, because he was my biggest inspiration, and my father used to work for other people. He kind of traveled the world, and that's why I kind of lived in different places in the world. And then he decided one day to give, to have a better life, because everyone has a dream to give a better life for us. He decided to move to Nigeria. It was a big challenge for him. Him and my mother started a hair extension business. And when I took it over, I was running a company with 7,000 employees. We eventually sold that business. My father retired. And then I looked at myself. I have two kids. At the time, I only had one child. And I was like, it's my time to give back to my family. It's my time to do my own dream, to make it happen, to make it myself. That's why I moved to the US, the American dream, like they say. I moved here for that. And I think it's a beautiful country to achieve that. It has, the ceilings are unlimited. The people are amazing. And it's a great place to do business. It's a free place and safe place to work. So I wanted, I've always wanted to come here and do that. And I've always had Lebanon in the back of my mind. I always had other ideas. Hopefully in the future, as we grow, we can add them. I think Lebanon was the biggest item I've always wanted to launch.
Awesome. Awesome. So as you kind of look back on your journey overall, was there a particular roadblock or a hurdle, a challenge that you had to overcome that kind of stands out above everything else?
So on Yaza, we had a lot of challenges. I think every milestone that we achieved, we had challenges to go through that. And we're lucky. It's been successful, with our targets that we set, been very successful. We've been able to achieve them. I'll give you an example. When we did our production run, we had to do it 6-7 times to get it right. And we got to a point where, part of the team wanted to give up. And I said, no, we're going to make it happen. And, you have to keep going. Sometimes you're always going to have good days and bad days. For any entrepreneur, you're going to have good days and bad days. And it's those bad days where you learn and where you learn how to grow. And it's those bad days where you have to be stronger. And because the good days are going to come. But if you don't have bad days, you're never going to enjoy those good days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you kind of touched on to looking to the bright future there. What would you say, where do you see the business in the next 3 to 5 years?
So one, my dream is to have Lebanon in every American consumer's fridge, whether it is Yaza or any other brand. Obviously, more players are going to come in as Lebanon grows. So that's my number one dream. I think 3 to 5 years, we want to establish. So we're launching, we launched Lebanon now, but we're looking at launching other Mediterranean healthy items that we feel are not made authentic in the US. So ideally in 5 years is to start having those items out as well in the grocery stores.
Awesome. Awesome. So obviously when you look at the future of the business, it's really important to have a great team around you to be able to grow. How would you describe your leadership style in this business, and has it kind of had to change and evolve from the previous businesses you've run?
So by nature, I'm a control freak, and I like to control everything, and I like to be in charge of everything. And what I learned from my previous experiences, but also from Yaza, that you need to get to a point where you employ people that know better than you. And because they know better than you, you should trust them. You have to learn how to trust and how to believe in them. You can't do everything. And this is where a lot of entrepreneurs fail, because they think they know everything, and they cannot, we vote. There's four of us. Every time we vote. If it's tied, then I'm the tiebreaker. But otherwise, we vote. If they vote, if there's more votes against me, I accept and I'm willing to listen. I think that's very important for any entrepreneur, is to trust and listen and delegate. You can't do everything. It's impossible. Unless you're very small and you don't want to grow. For any business who has the ambition to grow, you have to trust and delegate.
Absolutely. So what would you say was kind of your best approach or practice to finding and then hiring the great team that you have now?
So I want to talk about one team member, which, is key to our success. His name is Ron Marks. So for me, he's a partner. He created Yaza with me. So a month after the idea of Yaza came on, I was looking for someone who can make Lebanon. Because I know how to eat Lebanon, but I don't know how to make it. So he's someone who had 40 years in a food development background. He's been doing that for life. And the second, I called him up. I was calling up just as a consultant, and now we work together. He's a partner of mine, and he's the key to the success in terms of our products. He's the one behind every single Yaza product.
Awesome. Awesome. So we talked a lot about what it takes to launch a product from the ground up. There's tons of great nuggets there for people to go back and listen to again. As we start to wrap up, I've got a couple kind of rapid fire questions. So just quick top of head answers. We'll roll into them now. So what would you say is your number one key to success?
Interesting. I think putting goals, realistic goals, and I'm someone who's very organized. So if you can see the calendar behind me, that's for 2024. We have everything planned. I have an Excel file as well where I can try and plan everything going forward, where we set realistic targets. That's one thing that a lot of people fail to do. They just put things that are not achievable. We put realistic targets we try to achieve, and we plan and organize and try to meet those targets. We work hard towards them, and that's the main key to success.
Awesome. What would be one piece of advice that you would give a new business owner?
Never give up. And one thing which I found over the years, which in my opinion is very important, cater to the market, not cater to what you want to cater to. So a lot of entrepreneurs, and that's something I used to do myself, if I don't like it, it doesn't mean the consumer is not going to like it. I'm not going to do a flavor that I like. I'm going to do a flavor that the market wants. So kind of understand who your consumer is, speak to him, and make sure you cater to what he wants, not what you want. And I think that's my biggest advice to any entrepreneur out there.
Absolutely. Is there one book that you've read recently or are currently reading that you would recommend to other business owners?
So I haven't been reading a lot of books recently. I've been so busy with Yaza. Whenever I have time, I try to hit the gym or spend time with my family. I spend a lot of time on YouTube watching all the podcasts about grocery stores, about things, how things work, kind of understanding the American consumer and understanding the success stories, but also failed stories of other companies, how some companies have failed over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we get into my final question of the day, what is the best way for other people to learn about Yaza or Lebna, and how can they get in touch with you?
So they can go on our website, www.yazafoods.com. Our social media accounts, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, it's yaza.foods. And I personally read every DM, so they can DM us there. They can contact us at info@yazafoods.com by email, and I'll personally reply to them.
Awesome. I'll link all those in the description so people can easily find them. So my last question for you today is, what's most inspiring as you continue to move forward in the business?
My biggest inspiration are people around me and, you know, the motivation they have. But I would say my biggest inspiration is my 8-year-old kid. So I have an 8-year-old boy called Kayan. I have a 2-year-old called Alexander. Kayan comes to the office whenever he can. So I work on weekends. He's with me on weekends. He's with me at demos. He always, you know, when you ask him what you want to do when you grow up, he says, I want to take Yaza International. I want to take it to Canada, to Mexico. I want to take it to Shark Tank. I want to add ice cream Yaza. You know, he has idea for different products. I think he's my biggest inspiration. He keeps me on my toes all the time.
That's awesome. Awesome. Kareem, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been great learning about you and getting to know more about Yaza.
Thank you for having me, Nate.